Welcome back to State of Belief Radio, everyone. I'm Welton Gaddy. American Humanist Association Executive Director Roy Speckhart is an old friend of mine and a former colleague here at Interfaith Alliance, so I'm delighted to call on him to talk about an initiative the AHA spearheaded last week. The initiative was called the National Day of Reason. It was timed to coincide with the widely promoted National Day of Prayer. Roy Speckhart, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Oh, I'm glad to be on. Thanks for having me.
Now, Roy, I promise I'm going to let you talk, but first I've got to point out that just a few years ago, we might have been having an academic discussion on fundamental constitutional principles and the founders' intent, but not this year. If you Google National Day of Prayer, you get nationaldayofprayer.org, and that website is just full of biblical quotes claiming to prove that ours is a Judeo-Christian nation, blatantly hijacking this day of prayer for evangelical Christian purposes. There's language about the erosion of religious freedom in this country, and there's even this, and I'm not making up this. I want to read the quote as it is. 34 of the 44 U.S. presidents have signed proclamations for national prayer. Three of the presidents who did not sign a proclamation died while serving in office. Roy, you don't want the president to die in office, do you?
Of course not.
So why a National Day of Reason?
Well, the National Day of Prayer, I think you're right that it's been hijacked by the religious right in a sense that, you know, it was in existence for some time, and it wasn't until the 80s, during the rise of the religious right, when they made it a specific day so that it would have to be celebrated on that day, and then all this movement around it began. So I do think that's true, but I think that from the very beginning, when it was an act of Congress in 1952, during the McCarthy era, when we were trying to separate ourselves from atheist communist Russia, mm-hmm. it was a religious effort to mm-hmm. make this National Day of Prayer an inappropriate one.
Mm-hmm. Well, Roy, I mean, I love that title, National Day of Reason. Tell us what you did. What kind of events went on during that day?
Oh, we are having blood drives and community service work and cleanups on the road and other sorts of things that if we want to use our reason, we can come up with ways to solve problems in communities. And so that's happening in local groups all around the country, in addition to trying to get proclamations declared in cities and states recognizing the Day of Reason. And Representative Pete Stark also did the same in a national way.
Right. What groups did you work with, the American Humanist Association, work with to put all of this together?
Oh, we worked closely with the Secular Coalition for America, and we also have a Washington Area Secular Humanist Group that really got the ball rolling on this for us, and we're happy to work with them. But really, it's open for all groups to be involved in. We don't try to take ownership of it. If groups recognize the value of reason and recognize that the National Day of Prayer is a less universal way to celebrate, why not switch?
Roy, if you could target what you would consider the main objective of the Day of Reason, how would you articulate that?
Well, really, we wanted to offer something that was a more universal alternative to the National Day of Prayer, because reason is something everybody can celebrate. Everybody realizes that, you know, without the great scientists that worked behind the scenes, the miners never would have been able to come out of those mines in Chile. You know, the reason is one of the most motivating factors for a lot of the public policy that does good work and things like that. So this is something everybody can get behind, regardless of their religious beliefs, unlike the Day of Prayer, which excludes.
You and I know each other well, so you probably will understand this, but you know, it grieves me that reason is considered almost a polar opposite of religion. When I think of how important reason is in religion itself. And you know, I guess, Roy, I know this is crazy, and somebody will write me and confirm that, but I wish that all of us could celebrate a National Day of Reason. God knows our nation needs it.
Right, right. I think that those, and I've talked to folks on the religious right mostly and right-wing press who feel like, you know, we're trying to challenge prayer in this day. And that's not really true. We're trying to challenge government's endorsement of prayer.
Right.
Prayer is a useful tool for many people. For us, humanists, we value reason alone, but that doesn't mean that we don't respect those who choose to use prayer as an option.
Yeah, and I mean, both should realize that if you're really caught up in reason, someone could confuse it with praying.
That's true.
Well, listen, are there some anecdotes that you know about what went on this Day of Reason?
Well, one of the things that might be worth mentioning is that, again, Representative Stark put forth a proclamation on the floor that gave special recognition to the National Day of Reason. And he said specifically that he wanted to celebrate the application of reason and the positive impact it has on humanity.
Hmm.
And so that's something that I think we should note. I'd also think that, you know, there's a day when we'll be able to challenge the National Day of Prayer in a way that's more substantive. I know that groups have tried to challenge it in the courts using the First Amendment, but haven't been so successful, mostly due to standing and other issues like that. We think that a challenge could be brought down the road that would be based more on the equal protection argument that this discriminates against a segment of society, humanists and atheists and Buddhists and others who don't find the efficacy of prayer. And that's another way that we could challenge this in the courts. And stay tuned for that in the coming years.
I'm also interested, Roy, in the way President Obama did this, it strikes me, is a little bit different than the way President George W. Bush did it. Is that right in your mind as well?
Yes. I mean, George W. seemed to give special emphasis and support to the religious right-led groups that were pushing the National Day of Prayer. And Obama hasn't done that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still celebrating it. We'd like him to step back from that, but he also has to follow the congressional act that demands that he celebrate it. So
yeah,
he's in a
sure.
tight spot.
Sure, sure. That's exactly right. Well, you know, I know that you feel this way, and I do too. I just would love to live in a nation where the government didn't tell anybody to pray or not to pray.
Right, right.
And I also, Roy, and I think you'd agree with this, I wish we had a mandate to tell Congress to be reasonable.
Well, if only that was true and it would work.
Well, listen, in that regard, and this is tongue-in-cheek in one sense and it's dead serious in another, I don't know how you do it. I mean, give me one reason that you hold out any hope at all for reason in the United States as it is right now in 2012.
Well, I think that there's a growing number of folks who are dissatisfied with the trend toward fundamentalist viewpoints and the trend toward narrow-minded ways of manipulating religion for political gain. I think that's a trend that is just changing. And part of that trend is the rise of groups like ours. You know, the non-theist movement has gone from, you know, under 10% to 10 or 15%. And the latest numbers, I think, that you had talked about on your show were that young people are up to 25% unaffiliated.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's a staggering number. Well, I know you and I have probably been a little more humorous than I than I am sometimes, but I can do that with you. I don't want any listener to misunderstand that the humor that you and I exchange means that this is not a serious matter. I take it very seriously, and I am extremely proud of the work that you're doing as executive director of the American Humanist Association. This is the group, listeners, that organized the National Day of Reason last Thursday to offer non-religious Americans an alternative to the National Day of Prayer. As is true, Roy, as was true, actually, in the build-up to the First Amendment to the Constitution, so is true now. We are colleagues in this whole business of trying to protect the freedom of religion clauses in the Constitution because they are as important for humanist and non-theist as they are for any other group in this nation.
I agree very much. Regardless of your faith or philosophy, we have to have that separation if we're going to have freedom for thinking and for believing as people wish.
Roy, thanks again for being on State of Belief Radio, and keep up your good work.
Thank you.